Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. September 29, 1951. Barbadian emigration to the United States. On this day, September 29, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article which featured an interview with Clarence Bell, a Barbadian from Baywood, St. James, who recently returned to the island after being contracted to work in the United States. Mr. Bell was a member of the second contingent of Barbadian workers who returned to the island yesterday. He expressed satisfaction with being able to work for twice the amount of money in the United States as Barbados, and added that life there was more exciting. The Advocate reported that 1,600 Barbadians had migrated to the United States seeking employment, and thus far only 191 had returned to the island. Mr. Bell recounted that he secured employment in Wisconsin at the Green Giant canning factory 4 days after arriving in the United States. Soon afterwards, he was transferred to the Rockville Canning Company in Illinois. He then detailed his terms of employment and remuneration, noting that he couldn't complain as he had accumulated $82 in compulsory savings as well as personal savings. Mr. Bell revealed that there were a number of West Indians working at the two factories where he had been contracted, and noted that some of the Jamaican employees on staff for more than 5 years had been promoted to supervisory positions. At the end of his 3-month contract, Mr. Bell said that immigrant workers were informed that they could apply for work in Florida and Michigan for a limited number of vacancies. He said that he had put down his name for a transfer but was unsuccessful. Interestingly, Mr. Bell observed that on occasion, when the migrant workers were on their way to town, they would be approached by supervisors at an armory who asked them if they wanted to work. In conclusion, Mr. Bell said that he would leave for America again tomorrow if given the opportunity to do so. He noted that the financial rewards gained from working in the United States surpassed his earning potential in Barbados, and noted that he had cleared all of his financial obligations to his American employers and the Barbados government who had sponsored his trip. On this day, September 29, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reviewed the government-sanctioned emigration scheme to the United States. Thousands of Barbadians welcomed the opportunity to work for more lucrative wages overseas and to escape the unemployment, underemployment, and low-wage regime which were pervasive in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.